because the door has been opened, and in this door, something is hidden. What is hidden here? My hand is visible. Yours is visible. Our hand, where is it? There is our hand which is forming us, all of us, together, isn't it? Where is that? He said, aha! An intelligent fellow will understand that it's not only the visible stuff that I see. There is something beyond this logic. There is something in general that I don't see. That is the trick. Yes?
How should the guardian in circumspection let anyone recklessly carry off anything? Though the desert be filled with gold and money, not a single mite can be taken away without God's approval. And though you read 100 volumes without a pause, you will not remember a single point without the divine decree.
These are the stuff that you never think about. When you're even facing with this kind of talking, the subject is the magic and the spiritual and all of that. Even in here, you simply forget that it's not me or you. Something is moving the universe. The universe is going towards somewhere. For example, I say the human being is moving towards better knowledge. What am I talking about? I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about that quality which is the outcome of we doing, each of us, something. In general, something will be. You'll say, this is the trick. Sometimes you do something and you think you're doing a very important stuff. It's not. For you is very important because you notice it and blah, 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 blah. It's not. And the opposite. There are times that you do something that you say, okay, I'll do this. And that will change everything. This is how it works. It's a complicated situation here. Yes.
But if you serve God and do not read a single book, you will learn rare sciences from your bosom.
This is something that is not scientifically acceptable, really, to saying this. But, yes, he said it, and I love it. What was that? You know what? If you are serving, you want to give whatever you could, and you don't follow the knowledge. The knowledge could come to you, jump out of you. The knowledge doesn't come only from the people who are going in the line of the knowledge. Inspiration, something comes out of blue from your mind. When? Your chance is higher when you are not only thinking about the logic. You understand beyond the logic. Yes?
The hand of Moses was spreading from his bosom a radiance that surpassed the moon in the sky, saying, that which thou wert seeking from the terrible celestial sphere hath uprisen, O Moses, from thy own bosom, in order that thou mayest know that the lofty heavens are the reflection of the perceptive faculties of man.
Ah, read that again, please.
Hmm?
In order that
thou mayest know that the lofty heavens are the reflection of the perceptive faculties of man.
This is the trick. There are two ways of looking at the existence. One is you logically look at the existence now. That's it. But if we talk about the beginning of this process, then what? Our imagination sometimes will give us something which is really the opposite of our thinking system. Why? Yes?
Is it not that the hand of the glorious God created reason first, before the two worlds?
Have you heard that? Translation of a holy book, which means what? Means that God first created the logic, then he created us. Means logic was here before we were created. That's the base of the logic. نیک اول دست یزدان مجید از دو عالم پیشتر عقل آفرید. There is no doubt about this, that before anything else he created the logic, عقل. The stuff that we call it Satan. Yes?
This discourse is clear and exceedingly recondite, for the fly is not intimate with the anchor.
For you, the translation, I don't know what it means really. Fly and anchor. What is it? Do you know? Mm-hmm. Anka is anga. Anga is a special bird which is living in the high in the mountain, and he's not a normal bird, and he has different names, and one of the names is Simor, which means 30 flies, and so on and so on. Here, he will say, he doesn't mean that. He means that. Imagine an anga. Imagine a big, enormous bird and a flea. Look at them. They both fly. We are talking about human being and flying of my imagination and all of that, right? We say, it doesn't work that way. If you will talk with Nelson Mandela, what will happen? Either the connection will happen and he will influence you, or nothing. That is it. The thing that I'm explaining here is the toughest subject, and I cannot bring it down to the normal daily logic here. That's what I'm talking about, right? Yes?
O son, return once more to the tale. Bring the tale of the treasure and the fakir to an end.
So, let me go back and bring my story to the end. Maybe you will understand the end of it. Because up to here, you think that you understand what I'm talking about. But you're not. Why? because this is the speech of a big bird, and you are the fly who is listening to it. This is the trick. So let's go back to finish this story. Of course, the story will not be finished. What will happen now? Just read the titles. The first is, the news of this treasure is open. Means, everybody will claim it, especially the king. Oh, bring it to me. So we have to get it there. Do you remember what we said?
No.
We said, you do something and some other things will happen. Here, he is a thief, right? We are repositioning everything for him to become the real owner of this. How? First, the news will go to the king. King will call. He will go and give it to the king. King will send a lot of people because in the address it is written that put one of these arrows and let it go. Wherever it falls down, you will find it. They will go and do this and do this because they were not listening. He didn't say, put it there and pull. He said, just drop it. It's down there. But they don't get it. He wants you to understand it, that even if I could give you the address, you don't get it because you are not surrendering. You are like the king, like his soldiers, and so on. So the king will give it back to him and say, okay, yours, doesn't matter. That's when he will find it. The king has been... You are not listening, are you? I'm asking for a silly thing. They want to give it to me. How? In a silly way? Of course not. I am the silly one here. Over there, they know what to do. They will organize, they will change it. None of this was in the mind of this fellow. This fellow wanted to win a lottery. That's it, right? And he will win. But he has to go through all of these different periods of situation. Why? To change. You forget all the secret from the beginning we are talking about it. The humanity should understand and try to change. We are born in the animal form. The culture we develop, we listen, we do it here. So he has to go through this and a lot, I told you, a lot of pages, different stuff should happen, then he will get it. Did you get it? I hope you will get it. Did dar khabu shamiyo khalku waqe'i bi khalq sufi rast khu. حاطفی گفتش که این دید تعب رقعی در مشق و راقان طلب خفیه زن و راق کت همسایه است سوی کاغذ پاره هاش آورد تو دست رقعی شکلش چنین